Hello and welcome to this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. It's the 7th of May 2026, and I've got to say, looking at the weather for this weekend, it's looking like it's going to be a half decent weekend. So naturally, that means I am itching to get stuck into the garden and into the allotment. It's going to be a bit of a jam-packed weekend, this one. Back to sort of, well, a two-day weekend. Saturday, I am starting the day. I'm going to head off to my friend's field to see where we're going to be keeping our bees. Something I'm really come together, this little project. I'm getting really, really excited. Got to build the beehive. I've got somewhere I'm going to get the bees in a couple of weeks' time. So it is getting rather interesting, to say the least. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It is going to be a fun little experiment. After that, we're going to head to the allotment. Main mission this week is to fill the last few remaining beds with plants. Got tomatoes, cucumbers, squash plants, a few other bits just waiting to go in. It's just that time of year where everything needs planting at once. I'm also going to need to move some of our woody material from one compost bin to another. Basically, during the winter, I threw all the woody prunings, clippings into one compost bin. It's been stacking up in there, but now I need to move it to the other, as the other one is starting to fill up with some green materials, lawn clippings, weeds, etc., etc. And this is so we get our balance of green and browns. This is really key to making good compost. And it just helps shifting that woody material, just helps break it down properly. So that's going to be a good job to be doing on Saturday. Everything is going to be getting a really good watering too. It has been so dry lately. I can't remember the last time. Well, we had rain on last Saturday, but not enough rain. I just can't remember the last time we had a good drenching. And, you know, that's a weird thing to say at the moment, considering we spent most of the winter wanting it to dry out. It's we're getting all or nothing, it feels like. Anyway, so keeping up the moisture levels in the soil is essential. Of course, we're going to be harvesting more rhubarb and asparagus, which just keep coming in at the moment. And then, of course, keeping on top of the weeds. This is something that we really need to keep on top of at the moment, keeping on top of the weeds. If we get ahead now, it makes it easier as we go into the summer. Now, coming back to the watering, something I will be doing as well is mulching with straw. This is just a simple job, but it just makes a huge difference in dry spells like we have. Then back at home, it's going to be very much the same story. We're going to be planting, watering, mulching, usual sort of thing. Also going through some of my potted plants, and I'm going to have to be a bit ruthless. Don't want to be, but I'm going to have to be a bit ruthless and get rid of ones that haven't came back to life. Last year was quite dry, and then the winter was pretty cold, and I think we've lost quite a few of our plants because of that. I hate it. I hate throwing away plants. I hate, you know, wasting money basically, but they're not growing, so it's time for them to grow. Now, of course, I always like to give you a few ideas of what you could be doing in your own allotments, your own kitchen garden this weekend. And, you know, if you are heading out to the garden or the allotment this weekend, you're not going to be necessarily doing the same tasks as me. So here are a few alternative jobs you might want to tackle. Feeding hungry crops such as tomatoes, courgettes, fruit bushes and strawberries, they will all appreciate a good feed now they are growing strongly. Just depending on what stage they are, depends on what type of feed to use. Going to thin out any seedlings, carrots, beetroots, turnips, parsnips, often just need thinning out at this stage. It feels brutal, it feels very wrong, but it does mean the remaining plants get more space to grow properly. Canes and string supports in place for some of our tall growers, peas, broad beans, early runner beans, just before they all flop over. Want to keep an eye out for pests, looking under leaves for aphids, flea beetle, damaging brassicas, slugs and snails, which are becoming quite a problem I'm noticing, hiding in such shady spots. Just early action now just saves them a little bit later on again. The sooner we get, the sooner we nip these problems in the butt, the better. So fast-growing crops such as radishes, salad leaves, spring onions and herbs, these can all be sown now for some quick harvests. Give the paths and edges a bit of a refresh, rebark, rechip, re-edge the edges, paths, etc., etc., to keep the plot tidy and just reduce the weed creep. Clean and sharpen tools, a quick maintenance session now makes summer gardening much easier. And of course, start a new compost heap if you haven't got one going already. That is a great weekend job to set up a new bin or pile and begin filling it. And finally, plant any wildlife-friendly flowers. Calendula, cosmos, borage, sunflowers, they all help with pollinators and look fantastic. So that should give you a few ideas of a good few jobs you could do yourself. I think that is pretty good thing to do. I haven't got much more to share with you tonight, really. It's a bit of a quiet one. So I'm going to leave it there. I will be back on Sunday. We've got the live stream on Sunday, but I'll be back, of course, with another Supporters Club podcast in which we're going to be sowing. What seeds are we sowing on Sunday? Cucumber. So that's something to look forward to on Sunday. Right. Until then, please take care.